Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This month marks 15 years since terrorists flew hijacked airplanes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and into a field in Pennsylvania. This week, we'll meet a woman who has written a book, Towers Falling, that helps teachers teach about 9/11 and also helps kids learn about the attacks.
We tend to want to shut down and not talk about it, and yet maybe that's all the more reason for why we do have to talk about it.
That's author Jewel Parker Rhodes. Meet her and hear about her new book, Towers Falling, on today's American Cafe. You might have heard people say they never forget where they were when significant world events occurred. For some people, it's the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. For others, it's the moon landing. For many Americans, it's the September 11, 2001 terror attacks in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. Author and teacher Jewel Parker Rhodes says she was inspired to write her book by teachers at a Brooklyn elementary school that looks out on the south end of Manhattan. She told me that many of the teachers at PS 146 didn't know how to teach about 9/11 and were asking for help.
When I went to meet the teachers at PS 146, it was very clear that they were still traumatized, that their memories were so vivid. And in fact, they told me about how one math teacher, when the planes were flying into the towers, she was so unable to believe what was happening that she actually went on teaching math. And another teacher, you know, she had all of her students, they'd all gone to the window, and she was standing at the window, and it wasn't until somebody said, oh, doesn't, you know, Joey's father work in that building, that it sort of like congealed in her mind, oh my goodness, perhaps the children ought not to be watching this.
When students would ask, why doesn't the skyline look like it looked, or what happened to those buildings, Jewel Parker Rhodes says that many of the teachers didn't know what to say.
One of the things that occurred to me is how difficult it is that when we actually experience something, when it's really recent history, we tend to want to shut down and not talk about it because of our own trauma as parents, as teachers, you know, as educators. And yet, maybe that's all the more reason for why we do have to talk about it, because we're taking away from a whole group of children, a whole group of our, you know, society, information and knowledge that they need to live a better life and to understand the world that they're living in.
But Parker Rhodes came up with a character, a homeless African-American girl named Deja, and her two friends who began an exploration of what happened. Jewel Parker Rhodes says that Deja begins to find out that her personal history is tied to the nation's history and what happened 15 years ago.
Deja's family is homeless because her father was actually one of the employees at the Twin Towers. And he's been so traumatized with PTSD, also with a lung and asthmatic condition, that he's unable to keep a job. And yet she has no idea that her family's circumstances are connected to something that happened 15 years ago. Then on top of that, I have this idea of discovery, one, Deja discovering how personal history makes history relevant and alive to her, and then the teachers who are trying to teach her the history of what happened, teach the entire fifth grade class what happened on 9/11.
Jewel Parker Rhodes told me she used the model of how teachers at that school taught about the Holocaust as the model for what Deja's fictional teachers do to teach about 9/11. In the book, the teachers have a history teacher speak about how many times America has been attacked on its own soil. A science teacher teaches about skyscrapers and what it took to knock them down. A music teacher looks at songs that celebrate American life. And an English teacher asks students what it means to have a home and what it means to be an American. Author Jewel Parker Rhodes says the approach helps students understand what happened as a journey of discovery.
So the story, I don't think, is didactic. It's very much this discovery across curriculums, and then the very personal discovery of Deja recognizing, my father, he worked at the Twin Towers.
Jewel Parker Rhodes says she didn't want her book to stop with the destruction and death of the Twin Towers or the terror of 9/11. She wanted it to help people see how they can work together especially in times of national crisis.
So I wanted to remind children who have a sense of Iraq and Afghanistan in terms of, you know, our service personnel serving, but they don't necessarily understand why that's different now, that they don't understand the 9/11 trigger. And I wanted them to understand that trigger, and I wanted them to be ready for maybe 10 years from now when they're, you know, 18 years old, they as a group might have to face another challenge to us as America. And they need to know, remember our principles, remember our founding, celebrate our freedoms. And as long as we as Americans stay American, we will thrive and survive.
Jewel Parker Rhodes is an award-winning author and educator and the author of a new book, Towers Falling, which looks at 9/11 and its aftermath. The book is published by Little Brown & Company and features illustrations by Andrea Vandergrift. To hear our entire interview with Jewel Parker Rhodes, check out our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. If you want to hear more of our program, check out our archives at voanews.com. Click on the red Listen tab and look under Our Broadcast Programs. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.